And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. It's for you, it's good afternoon.
For me, it's good afternoon, but for you, it's good morning. So how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? For those of you who don't know, the rabbi is visiting Israel.
That's right. We're in Israel with the family, and it's an experience that is like, wow. You know, the minute you walk off the airplane, you already, you know, you start smelling the air of Jerusalem and of Israel. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. Yesterday we were at the Kotel, and just the amount of people that are coming to the Kotel to pray at the wall, whether it be women, children, Orthodox, non-Orthodox, kippah, no kippah, short pants, long pants. It's just the beauty of Jews coming together, kids, thousands of kids from school are from all over America and Canada are here now as well. So it's absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, you go up to the, sort of the quarters, I guess, up, so what it's called, on the top of the Kotel, where you can eat, and it's just the amount of people there is amazing. But it's a sight to see.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really, you know, it's interesting because I was talking with my kids. They said, "Wow, there's so many Jews over here. Everywhere you look, there's Jews."
Yeah.
When you live in, you know, when you live in Windsor, the times that you see Jews is when you're, you know, going.
If
to
you're
school,
lucky, synagogue. If you're lucky.
Right, or the JCC or an event. So that's why I think here, you know, we took the bus to Kever Rachel, to the tomb of Rachel, our mother.
Yeah.
And so beautiful, you know, just to pray there. You know, we prayed there for the whole community of Windsor and all our friends and family. And, you know, my kids were telling us, they were like, "Everyone's Jewish on the bus." It's like, wow. So it's absolutely beautiful. Then, you know, we took the kids for the first time they ever went to a big market, Machane Yehuda.
Yeah, Shuk Machane Yehuda.
And today, Thursday, everyone's, you know, shopping and buying and preparing for Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you know, my kids are looking and seeing, you know, how they're preparing the fish and you know, getting the fresh right out of the oven, the breads and the pitas and the lafas and the rogalach. And it's a sight to see. You know, whoever hasn't gone to Israel, it's the greatest place to go.
Yeah, it's a great experience. So where do you stay?
So we're staying, we have a, my wife has a sister that lives in Yerushalayim in Ramat Shlomo.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're walking, you know, it's hilly, you know, I'm going to come back very thin. Even though I'm eating a lot, you're going to lose a lot of weight walking up the hill, down the hill.
But you're going to come in good shape.
Yeah.
Just don't eat too much.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But how can you not with all the pizza and the falafel and the shawarma and, you know, and the baklava.
And it's all kosher.
Exactly. It's a different type of life. But, you know, and I was telling my sister-in-law, we were walking to the park, and I'm like, "Look, you guys don't even realize where you have. Look on the hills. You see the houses. You see the trees. You see the buildings that are coming up. So fast. They're building, you know, apartment buildings. I mean, you guys, you look at it, you take it for granted. I'm looking, and I'm like, wow, this is beautiful." But it's phenomenal. Absolutely beautiful.
Good.
So thank God. Next week we'll do another interview, and we'll be able to tell you even more of the things that you know that the kids have done. You know, it's an experience for them that is phenomenal. You know, they've been able to. You know, I gotta tell you something. All in Israel. You know, you see, like, we were sitting in the shuk, and someone was coming to deliver, I think, meat to some shawarma place. And he wants to come in through the main entrance with his big crate of meat. And the owner told him, "No, you got to go through the back." And he's screaming and saying, "No, I'm coming to deliver you your meat." And he's saying, "Well, you can't. What, am I going to kick out all my customers and let you in? You don't want to deliver it? Go away. Leave me alone. I'll order from somewhere else." And there's this huge fight breaks out. And my kids, not used to, they're looking at this, like, Tati, you know, are they going to hurt each other? Are they okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, don't worry.
The temper is different there. And you can add the weather too, that it's hotter.
Now, but you know, it's interesting. You know, like we were out all day today, and you know, it's between the 70s and 80s. I think next week, Monday, Tuesday, supposed to be like in the 90s. But up in Yerushalayim, especially, like when it comes like 6, 7 o'clock, and I'm taking my kids to the park at like 7:30, you would feel like it's a cool day, like it didn't even have the heat.
Yeah, because it's windy and it's high.
Yeah, so it's absolutely beautiful. But thank God. So that's a little bit of our trip now in Israel. Next week we'll be able to report a lot more. But you know, before we sign off, just a small little thing. You know, now from Pesach to Shavuot, we count the Omer. We count the 49 days leading up to Shavuot.
Sfirat HaOmer.
And it's interesting because it rarely gives us the opportunity to catch up with ourselves, because you know, we're so busy before Pesach when it comes to Passover, the cleaning and the seders and then changing the dishes and then you know, running around and shopping and everything, and then it comes after Pesach, we have this little time to be able to sort of have the introspection into ourselves instead of counting one day at a time, giving us the lift that we can go one step higher closer to Shavuot, and how we can look into our characteristics of who we really are and try and figure out how we can become a better person, not staying, you know, and internalize really, how do we become something more special and more unique in the eyes of God, and how we can become a better person a step at a time, whether it be helping another person, whether it be out there spiritually, and we keep climbing up this ladder one day, 2 days. You know, this month is a unique month, the month of Iyar, that every day we're, say, a special blessing on the Omer. In regards to the whole month, there's no other month that has this unique thing of that every day is a special blessing on something specific.
Yeah.
You know, you have the other month of Tishrei, so you have Rosh Hashanah, today, the Korkei Day, this, that. But Iyar is really the whole month. So it's a very special time to really look deep into ourselves and try and figure out how we keep a better person. And, you know, being in Israel now is even the greatest opportunity to be able to really take in all the beautiful sites of Israel, the spiritual parts of Israel, the Kotel, the surroundings, the air, and the fruits and vegetables over here. Oh, yeah, I thought we had decent and good fruits and vegetables in Windsor and North America, but it's nothing compared to what we have here. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So anyway, Ron, it's great talking.
Same here.
And we'll catch up next week, and hopefully we'll have more to report. And every time we go to certain places, we pray for all the families and people in Windsor. And it's beautiful to just see, you know, all the soldiers walking around, and my kids telling us they're walking around, they're protecting us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all here. They're protecting us. They're protecting all the Jews. So they're doing a great job.
That's good. So Rabbi, stay safe, and Shabbat Shalom, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Have a Shabbat Shalom, and regards to everyone from Israel.
Thank you.
All right, be well.
Be well.